You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for spending 15 precious minutes out of your day to tune in here to WGOD because you, whether you know it or not, you want to hear a word from God today. And I thank you for doing that. And I promise that you will because I know the secret and I share it with you. And that is God's always speaking. God's always broadcasting. You see, on WGOD, the question is, are you tuning to His frequency? God's always broadcasting. If you want to hear a word from God, go to where He's broadcasting, and that is in His Word. The Word of God. Hebrews 4:12, it says the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword is the word of God. Couple of quick announcements here now. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You're invited out to Island this week, starting a brand new study, the book of James, verse by verse. So what better place to start than right there within the first couple verses of chapter 1 where it says, count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Right off the bat, the Apostle James, he was the pastor of the church there in Jerusalem, is the Lord Jesus' half-brother. First time I've ever taught this book. I'm excited about it. The book of James, verse by verse, Sunday morning at 10:30 at Island Community Church. In the meantime as well, Wednesday nights, we're in Revelation. We are about to pick it up here this Wednesday night with the introduction of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13. You are invited Wednesday night from 6 to 7 o'clock. Love to see you. I'm excited, too, about starting the book of James Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, here today, we're in Revelation, and we're in chapter 8. We left off here with the first trumpet. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound their trumpets. And the first one sounded his trumpet, and there was hail and fire mixed with blood. And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up. And all the green grass was burned up. Now we're starting to see here in this text, this one and the next trumpet, we're going to see that some environmentalists in this country and in this world are going to have serious issues with what comes up next. Never thought about that, huh? Environmentalists today have serious issues by worshiping the creature instead of the creator who is blessed forever, as it says in Romans chapter 1, the Lord God is the one blessed forever. We are to worship Him. We worship the creator, not the creation and not the creature. And now we're seeing some harm done to creation and done to creatures, and we're going to see some harm done to sea creatures. I wonder how environmentalists are going to react when we see this next trumpet judgment come to pass. And that is verse 8 of chapter 8. Then the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a great burning mountain was cast into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of all ships were destroyed. Wow, what do you do with that judgment? There's two ways to respond to this when this happens, and I've said all along in this study, I believe this is going to happen in your lifetime. There's two responses to this judgment when it falls upon the earth. Number one is to bow the knee to Almighty God. Acknowledge Him as the supreme creator. Acknowledge His Son, Jesus Christ, as the Lord of all. And the second response will be to curse Him, will be to curse God. The second response, if I could speak a prophetic word, probably would be something like this. Any God that would kill an innocent sea creature, I would want nothing to do with. And I don't think there's any middle ground. I think the response to this judgment is going to be either one of these two things. So the second trumpet here brings a meteor crashing into the sea. A third part of the sea becomes blood. The same as the two witnesses. When we get to that, Revelation chapter 11, verse 6, it says that they had the power to turn, and they had the power or the authority to turn the waters into blood, the same as Moses did. Also, we see a third of all sea creatures die here. So let me say as well, my advice to you, humble listener who's tuned in here to this program, is it's not in your best interest to pass judgment on God and to esteem yourself more righteous than He is. You see, this here is the problem when a person worships the creation rather than the Creator. And this is why no environmentalist who was an idolater will be able to survive this judgment. Let me say again, the environmentalist who is an idolater will not survive this judgment. They won't even make it up until the last judgments when you're forced to take a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. The environmentalist won't get past this judgment right here. Romans 1:21, speaking of the environmentalist, says, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, that is, since they did this, therefore God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. That's a mouthful there. That's a whole world of prophecy here for me, seeing that this scripture here is the catastrophic downfall of the environmentalist who worships the creation instead of Almighty God who created everything. Verse 10, then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Verse 11, the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Interesting Greek word here, wormwood. Now remember, the New Testament was written in Greek. In the original manuscript here, it doesn't say wormwood. It says absinthos, which our word, of course, absinthe comes from. Now, absinthe was a plant with a very, very bitter taste to it. Absinthe. I think they used to give you that for stomach illnesses or for parasites on the inside of you. They gave you something called absinthe. It's a horrific tasting medicine. Talk about castor oil. Didn't hold a candle to this absinthe. But funny enough, in the Russian Bible going back 2,000 years ago, you would never in a million years guess what the Russian word is for wormwood. Here it goes. You ready? The Russian word in the Russian Bible for wormwood is the word Chernobyl. How prophetic is that? 2,000 years ago, back to the Russian Bible, back to the first couple centuries, is the Russian word Chernobyl is what describes this burning star here. A great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. It fell on the third of the rivers and on the springs of the water. The name of the star is called Chernobyl. A third of the waters became wormwood, or became Chernobyl, or absinthos in Greek. Many men died from the water because it was turned into absinthe. So here we have here now another question. It's a mystery. Why is there a proper name given for this star? Now, I do not know the answer to that question. That's funny. The name of the star is wormwood. For whatever reason, the Lord's given us the name for this star. The name is wormwood. In our language, it's wormwood. In the original language it was written, it's absinthe or absinthos. You know, funny too, back in the Old Testament, how God did the exact opposite for his people in the wilderness at Marah, turning the bitter water, the absinthe water, he made it drinkable. You can read about that in Exodus chapter 15. Verse 22, where the water was turned, the bitter waters of Marah were turned sweet. Here, the sweet water is turned bitter, making it undrinkable and causing many people to die. So here we have a third of all fresh water made bitter. Verse 12, then the fourth, okay, we're out of time here. We'll have to stop right there. We'll pick it up in our next study here with the fourth angel and the sounding of the fourth trumpet. We'll pick it up here in our next program. Certainly, there's enough shocking stuff on WGOD today, and that is the end result and the end of the road for people that worship the creation instead of the creator, and that is they'll never be able to get their minds around this. This will be the stumbling block for the environmentalist who puts the creation ahead of the creator. We're out of time, and we'll see you back again here next time on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Of his grace.